to advertise, email podcast@thisisvechi.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
So I'll be honest with you, right? So we invite a lot of people to come on the show. Some people are like, I'm never going on that platform, but I want to come. And it's like, whatever. If you don't want to come, you don't want to come, right?
Yeah.
But I was so heartbroken when you said you didn't want to come. I won't lie to you.
Were you?
I was so heartbroken.
So was he.
Dude, you didn't express it to
Ghost
me.
Ghost lady, was he?
I was.
Because now I'm Joe. Like now.
Because the thing is, despite what you might think, what I think of you, right?
Yeah.
Like, dude, I look up to you so much because you guys practically raised me. And when I say you guys, I'm talking about YFM, like Rootboy Paul,
yeah.
Sansa Lee, you, Fresh,
you
all
can
those
say
guys.
Thomas.
Thomas.
You Bad can boy say Thomas. Bad boy Tilly and Sansa Haram boom.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So I've been trying to get you on, and when you said you didn't want to come, I was like, oh my goodness, this one stings a bit.
But you know why though?
I do know why and understand it.
Thank you.
But it still hurts.
Thank you.
Because she sent a message. Did I show you the message, son?
Yeah, I think I remember you.
I was in Ivory Coast when Dudu messaged me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm on holiday.
Yeah, I remember that.
Can I show the continent, please, without the chillers like being down my throat?
Let me read the message.
Are you going
to
read it verbatim?
Yeah, let me read it for you.
Wow.
So Dudu reached out to Nati, year, right? She
this
says,
was last year.
Yeah.
It was exactly a year ago, actually.
For real?
Yeah.
So this is Unati's response. Good morning, Dudu. I hope you're well, my love. Thank you for your VN and the sincerity in your message. Ubabu's Tole is the reason I want best female artists and the reason Ladysmith, Black Mambazo are on my last album. He's a wonderful human being and an incredible African. 2021, when Kaya fired me, Mac G and the female host went on a character assassination mission with a one-sided story about me. That's the female host. We only have one, so you don't buy that one.
Uchi mm-hmm.
L. Yes. Mac G made references to my resting bitch face. Bitch being a word I don't even allow my son to listen to songs that have that word in them. The female host then went on to confirm that I made a friend go into depression when she was producing for Glenn and I on Metro. I come from a family of healers raised by a clinical psychologist, so I take spiritual and mental health very seriously. That to me was a damning, in capital letters, statement made from another one-sided story. They did this during a time when Mac G's friend went on a 10-day Twitter rant about me and all of South Africa was watching. I guess that was Saul, right?
Cizo, I think.
Oh, Cizo Jomo. Yeah, oh, yes.
Have you ever gone on a rant about me?
No, never.
Never mind a 10-day rant.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be more.
I will never, capital letters, give them access to me. Never. Please feel free to forward this to your team so that they can let me heal in peace as my case against Kaya continues in the High Court.
Jeez.
Have the perfect day, doo-doo.
Mouthful.
Yes.
And here you are.
Hey, guys. Welcome to my YouTube channel.
So, what changed your mind? And I'm glad you changed your mind.
This is the broadcaster in me.
Yeah.
Why did I change my mind?
Because
we had that conversation.
Yeah.
It was the night you guys won. GQ,
yeah.
Broadcasters of the Year. Yeah. And it was a great moment. Yeah. It was a wonderful time. Bumped into Saul, he was leaving. I was like, Saul, I think you're a genius.
Yeah.
And then I bumped into you guys walking out.
Yeah.
And then the moment I saw you, I burst into tears because it all came back.
Yeah.
And you were like, let's talk. Yeah, in the middle of the award ceremony.
Yeah.
Just broke into tears because I just saw the two of them. And then you were like, let's talk. And we talked and we talked and we talked. And Saul was like, you talked for that long? I'm like, yeah. We'd never spoken before.
Which I found out just before we started recording.
Literally.
Yeah.
And I was like, because we've never spoken before, you know? Yeah. So it was important for me. I don't bear grudges. I'm just very honest, you know? And I had to be honest with feeling unsafe around the two of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, now, you know.
Wait, so how does the conversation go? She says she feels unsafe. Okay, she cries. How do you react?
He says, let's go talk outside.
Yeah. And then, dude, we ended up talking about fatherhood, funny enough, bro. Yeah, like, most of the whole entire time, I was just, because I was telling her, like, dude, I've got two kids now. I don't even know what the fuck
How
I'm
old
doing.
Are they now?
So my youngest is 2, yeah. And my son is 7.
That's a dope age.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah.
a dope age gap as well. Yeah. You're going to have fun with them.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, man. She's here, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank goodness.
Hinda Baremene. Welcome to a special edition of Podcast and Chill. We're chilling with a fucking legend, a broadcasting icon. She's done it all. Give it up for Unati. Before we speak about you, I wanted to find out from you, because you're a broadcaster at heart, right?
Yeah.
This whole Miss Essay thing, the scandal, what do you think about
that? I'm still trying not to touch that vibe.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I don't know what to think. You know, a part of me is like, would they allow a South African to enter Miss Nigeria? And then another part of me is, but we've raised this beautiful soul as South African in our country. So depending on what different people are saying, I'm like, okay, I get that. Okay, I get that. Okay, I get that. Okay, I get that. So I genuinely don't know, you know? Yes, her parents aren't from here, but like she was born here and she was raised here. Mm. I guess for me, the interesting thing is that Miss SA is privately owned. You know, it's not a government parastatal. It doesn't belong to any public entity. So do we really have a say? Do they care? Don't they care? It's, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, but even if it's privately owned, I mean, South Africa, if you're going to represent SA on even an international platform, it matters then to the average South African you're representing us.
And I hear all the arguments because a lot of people are talking about cultural representation. Are we being represented, you know, Ko Limpopo? Are we being represented Ko Northern Province? In terms of the cultural exchange, because it does become a kind of cultural exchange, you know, when they have to show us who they are. Yeah. So I get why people are up in arms, but I also get why, you know, people are saying she's ours because she is and we raised her.
I think it uncovered a lot of layers and it showed that as a country, you've got a lot of healing to do, man.
We're broken. We really are. And, you know, I always say to my friends, the reason why I love traveling the continent is getting to experience Africans who've also gone through the same atrocities that we have, different kinds. We've got child slaves. We've got soldiers, you know, girls disappearing, genocides. We're not the only country that has been through atrocities. And I think sometimes we need to behave better, be more welcoming. I mean, as soon as I leave the borders, people are so friendly.
Extremely.
People invite you into your homes, you know, and it's something I've started learning as a South African whenever I have visitors.
Yeah.
Stop, you know, saying, let me take you out to a restaurant. Mm. They want to come to our homes. We cook for them.
Dude, you go to Nigeria and the Nigerians, they're like, dude, why do you guys do this to us? We love you so much.
Yeah.
We listen to your music, your culture.
They do.
You know, it's they like, why do you keep doing this? It's crazy, right?
It is. We're very broken. And Unyansila, there's a lot of healing and forgiveness. I think there's a lot of unforgiving characteristics about us sometimes as South Africans because we're so triggered, because we're so hurt. And I think we just need to forgive and allow people to, if they've hurt us, you know, show that they're sorry, remorse, have some remorse. And also us, we're not perfect. We're far from perfect. So we need to kind of, you know, get with the program.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't you grow up in like UK, Netherlands? Wales, like, so you're a foreigner in those countries?
I was a foreigner in Namibia. We moved to Namibia when I was 6 months old. We lived there for 4 years. Then we came back for 5 months. Then we went to the UK, grew up there. Came back when I was 12, studied high school, Grahamstown University, first half of my university, Grahamstown. Then I finished my international media studies in the Netherlands.
That's crazy, man.
It's amazing.
And what was that like for you?
Dope.
Yeah.
Hard, as you were saying, being a foreigner, called a foreigner, reminded you're a foreigner, treated like you're a foreigner. But it also taught me resilience. Like, I don't seek validation from people easily because I've always been different, always been alone. But dope. Like, growing up in a global city, it's just amazing.
Yeah.
In a global village, absolutely amazing.
What led to your family traveling so much?
Black people were not allowed to study past matric. So my grandfather, Utemba, my dad's dad, believed in education so much, he sent my parents away. At the time, my dad was a male nurse and my mom was a domestic worker. He named me Fundiswa, which is the one who's to be educated. So my family's obsessed with education.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's my second name. And then, yeah.
Something we have in common. Mine is Funzo.
Which is?
Education in Venda.
Gama.
Yeah.
So can I call you Gama from now on? Skarjalamona. Vito.
No, Vito's another Gama. Yeah.
So yeah, they were just obsessed with education and they were like, we're not going to be those kind of blacks. And my grandfather was like, go. So we left. My parents didn't see their parents for plus minus 10 years.
Yeah.
And then we came back.
Was your grandfather rich? I mean, to send blacks away during those times, you needed resources.
Scholarships.
Oh, wow.
So my entire family was sponsored by Christian Aid.
Wow.
Yeah. My dad went over first, and then 6 months later, my mom took my sister and I, and we followed. And then, yeah, we didn't come back. Beautiful. So scholarships. We're not those kind of people.
You're a big activist for female rights, feminism, whatever you want to call it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So another story that
he didn't
broke
mean
through.
It with that tone, guys. Because I know a little mruha. Whatever you want to call it, a woman's month. No, he didn't mean it like that. He was just at a loss for words. As you were saying.
So another story that just came out is the Mihlali story, right?
What is it? Okay, I'm not on Twitter, so there are a lot of stuff I miss.
Okay, yeah, so cool.
I love you, Mihlali, by the way, before we get into trouble here.
100%. So basically what happened with Mihlali is that she posted on her IG pictures of her bruised, right? Insinuating that her boyfriend or whoever she's with, what's
Leroy.
His name? Leroy.
Is she back with Leroy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Looks like it, right?
Okay.
Insinuating GBV, right?
Yeah.
And then she quickly took those down. And then now
Leroy. Was it makeup bruises or real bruises?
Real bruises. She showed her lip where it was like bleeding.
Okay.
And the caption was, thank you, thank you, my love.
At Leroy.
All
right. So after that, then Leroy now puts a statement out saying, guys, that's not what happened. Here's what happened. What happened is this girl's been calling me like 75 times. She came to my house. I was with my kids. She was threatening violence. There was some violence that happened there.
Because they showed her proof that he's cheating.
Yes, she found out that he's cheating.
Who's cheating?
Leroy.
Is he still married? I need context.
Yeah, of course.
I asked that question as well.
I need context. Yeah, Gonda, before I respond.
By law,
I don't know if the marriage is, the divorce is finalized.
No, divorce is not finalized. Not. So
she's upset because he's cheating with someone else.
Yes.
It's not he's gone back to his wife.
No.
Okay.
It doesn't seem like it.
Okay.
So she started going crazy, right?
Yeah. After Leroy now said his side of the story.
Yeah. Okay. So they started fighting. And then he started insinuating that, you know, she's on drugs. And she started being violent in front of the kid.
She took a knife, attacked him.
And
I didn't
he
read
just
the statement.
Yeah, but I think we
that's
summed it up.
He's covered everything pretty much.
Okay. And he was pretty much in like self-defense, trying to push her away so she doesn't do anything crazy.
Yeah.
And that's what happened. So when something like that comes out, how do you feel about that? What do you think?
I'm a mother of a boy child, man child. Sorry, he's a man.
Oh yeah, recently you went to Golu.
December,
right?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, congrats.
And a young lady, thank you so much. For me, I always tell my kids, never start a fight, but if someone starts it with you, finish it. Mm. No one has the right to touch any of my kids, male or female. No one has the right to abuse them, male or female. So for me, that's the law in my home.
Mm.
Never start a fight, but if someone starts it, finish it and make sure they never start a fight with you ever again.
Mm.
So that's my stance. Mm. Like we can't be hypocritical about anything. We can't be hypocritical about being treated well, and we can't be hypocritical about being treated badly. So if that is the truth, his truth is valid.
Mm.
Like, I'm not, if my son comes to me,
thank
you know
you
what I mean?
Thank you for that, actually. That's so honest.
No,
yeah.
I'm a mom of a male and a female.
Mm.
I can't be biased. Mm. I can't, what do I tell my son or what do I tell my daughter when my son comes home and he's been physically abused? Am I supposed to say, oh, you know, they're clean? Mm. No, like, abuse is abuse and it's unacceptable. Any kind of abuse is unacceptable.
And what do you think about females that use GBV to try to weaponize it? You know, like,
I hate it. And that's why I had to shut down Sizwe when he was trying to like be on some Unati, Nini. I was like, I've never accused you of anything.
Oh, what was he saying?
He was saying that, you know, in this era of Me Too and GBV, you know, Unati, na, na, na. And my lawyers were like, nip that in the bud.
Mm.
And that's when I was like, I've never accused you of anything, so... Mm. Let's not.
Yeah.
Because
that does happen, though. Let's be honest.
It happens all the time.
And it takes away from the real victims.
It happens all the time. There's a friend of mine who... I just stopped being friends with her because she woke me up the one morning, 7 o'clock in the morning. She's crying. I talked to her counselor for about an hour. Then I'm like, hey, man, story's not adding up. You're talking about a hockey stick and he cut your lip with your hockey stick. But where does your hockey stick stay? And she's like, under the bed. And I'm like, okay, so somehow it got from under the bed to his car. She smashed his car. But she didn't talk about, you know, how she took the hockey stick out, swung at him, hit him. He grabbed the hockey stick from her, hit her back, and it was a back and forth. So then I called another friend of ours, and I was like, hey, what happened here? Did you hear about it? And she's like, yeah. I'm like, what do you think? And she's like, ah, I'm suspicious. And I'm like, well, this. And then she's like, yeah, Unati, Ubanban started the fight. Then I'm like, well, if you started it, then, you know, like, what are you doing? So women do it all the time, and it's unacceptable. And I always go back, guys, I have a father, I have a son. It's just, it's unacceptable. Unacceptable.
And have you ever been in, like, physical altercations in your relationships? No abuse at all? Wow.
I had an argument once with an ex, Wanyola.
That's worse than being hit. That is demeaning. Yo, it's every yo. That's worse.
Wanyola, I stopped the fight. I said, you won. He's like, what do you mean? I said, we can't get physical.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't care how angry you get, because it starts with Wanyola, then it's a push, and then it's a shove.
Escalates.
I literally said, you've won this fight.
Yeah.
For future fights, let's not even come close to each other. Let's keep our hands here and let's just argue it through. It's no, I won't. I can't.
Yeah.
It's not in me.
Yeah.
Like, I'll kill you. I'll break your neck. I will. I'll break your neck. I promise you.
Yeah.
Like, I've had physical altercations with strangers.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, in Dodo Figgito. And then I'm just back.
Yeah.
And then we stare at each other. And then he's like, gay, and I'm like,
wait, what's gwa?
Mbama.
A stranger?
Stranger, what? Like crazy guys.
Fuck.
Like we grew up by Eastern Cape, like Snamasilo na maning.
Okay.
So, umdu even clearly, and then I'm like, and then you just gwa back, and then he's shocked. And then you're like, sharps, right? And he's like, yeah, sister. And I'm like, thanks. So yeah, no, I don't, guys, I don't believe in any abuse.
Yeah.
Let's just be kind and love one another.
When I saw
phones on silent.
Ish. Trying to be professional here.
That's him, yeah.
Vigiti, the craziest thing is when I saw Leroy shared the screenshots of Mithali calling him 75 times.
So they're there on record.
Yeah, he posted on social media. I was like, fuck, his dick game must be crazy. Because that's the only reason a girl would call you 75 times.
Yeah.
Is that a natural thing to think of another man? That's what we think as women.
Yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Chiel.
No.
Some girl, is his game that good? Like, Shia. Like, are you matized that much?
Yeah.
Some girl, I am.
Yeah.
I'm going to take some time to wean myself off this song. Yeah. But it happens.
Yeah. It's the only reason, so someone would go that crazy.
Yeah,
especially
it.
A lady, bro.
Yeah.
No. It's, and money.
Yeah.
And money.
Hmm.
Money makes us feel a certain way, guys.
But,
guys, and money.
I feel like a small dick because he was cheating. So it's also the sense of sharing, you know, her dick with somebody else.
No, and sharing money, your budget.
Because if it's money, she's always getting money. Most ladies don't mind their men cheat as long as they're still benefiting financially, especially.
But imagine you've got a wife that you're apparently separating from.
Yeah.
You've got Umis Ndamase.
So already she was sharing the dick.
And
already.
The money, guys.
And it was never a problem.
Well, we don't know this. Like, let's not assume.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm. Yeah.
But it's the money as well. Like, don't. A lot of women are with men who don't have game.
Yeah.
Because malim nanti, guys. I'm taken to the south of France in June, July. I'm chasing summer. I'm in a Dolce & Gabbana bikini.
So we can overlook the game.
We often do when the money is okay. You
but
know
it,
what I mean?
It doesn't make you fall in love like that.
Who says
78 missed calls?
Who says everybody must be in love?
Mm. That's
those are the calls that I'm doing to secure the bank. I'm not saying this about Mohlali.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So I'm just Mohlali, I'm explaining like why we stay. We stay because sometimes the money's good. And often if if the money's that good, like you're gonna look the other way. How long is a round? Think about
a round.
It. How long is a round? Average.
Average 6-7 minutes.
So compared to 100,000 rand that I get a month, I'm okay. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so niggas, get your money right.
I can buy shoes. Yeah.
Just get your money right.
I can buy so much with 100,000 rand a month.
Yeah.
But don't you
and
think
then
also
I get like 10 minutes a day? Yeah.
Don't you also think it's also entitlement?
Relationships are entitlement. Mm. If I'm in a relationship with you, there's certain things that I'm going to want from you.
Facts.
Do you know what I mean? I don't want you to make me sick. Mm. I don't want you to disrespect me. I don't want you to gnola. That's an expectation. It's an entitlement.
Yeah.
I'm entitled to be treated well.
Your time.
I'm entitled, to have my time valued.
A whole lot of entitlement.
I'm entitled to be respected by you if we're going to be in a relationship. So entitlement is not always a bad thing. Mm. Mm. Most of the time it is, but it's not always. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If I'm with you, you're entitled to me not disrespecting you. You're entitled to me being faithful if we decide to be faithful, or if we say we're in an open relationship, we need to know what the rules are. Those are entitlements.
You've opened to that, something. Like an open relationship.
I've been in open relationships.
Whoa.
Guys, I've been divorced 7 years. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Like, come on. No. Come on. No, come on.
Shit, how does that work? I could never, bro. I could never.
Yeah.
Share my woman with another man.
You say that now. Wait till we go through a divorce.
I'm fine, boy.
You say that now, bro. You say that now.
My puma, no. She's getting chowed.
You say that now,
you
man.
You are so mature.
Thanks, you're
just honest with each other. Yo, do you want to be exclusive or... And then it's all for now. And then you're oaring.
And no one catches feelings.
People do catch feelings, but you have to be honest.
So did he bring it up? How did you react? Or did you bring it up? How did he react?
It was an obvious. Like, yo. Well, for me, let me be honest.
Yeah.
Mm. Hey, Mac and his putty little. I'm a communicator. Don't forget this. So I see everything. I'm like, oh, man. So for me, to be honest, for a very long time, I had issues, obviously coming out of marriage.
So
I didn't want to commit. I still had to heal. I still had to go through so much. So for me, it was always fine. Like, okay, I'm cool. I'm okay with it, you know, until they're not. And then they bring it up. Because it's never going to be, I don't want to say never, but it's hardly the woman who's on some, yo, I don't want you, only you. I want to be able to play.
Yeah, guys always propose.
Yeah, so for me, it's always been the guy who proposes. Mm-hmm. And then it's always the guy who's like, yo, I don't want to share you no more. Then I'm on some, damn right, nigga. And then, then I stop seeing other people. He stops seeing other people. Then we become exclusive.
That's crazy. Because, lady, you married. Would you be open if Mnaga comes to you? He's like,
no. Hell no. But you're married.
Yes.
And you shouldn't be. Like, I was faithful for 14 years. Like, didn't look another
step
way.
Out.
Yeah, didn't answer messages that were inappropriate. So it's that phase that you're in. And you've got to commit to that phase.
Yeah.
And you're entitled to want to your man to be faithful.
Exactly.
That's insane,
until
man.
Until
it's otherwise. Like, my relationship now. Mm. We started off, like, casual.
Okay.
Okay.
With other people.
Yeah.
And then he started catching feelings. He's like, I don't want to do this like this no more. So I was like, okay.
So do you just ghost other guys or do you now have to say...
Ghosting is very immature, guys. You know that ghosting is very immature. Sol, I hope you're not a ghoster.
I'm not a ghoster.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you,
ghoster.
My love.
There's
are you a
reason.
Yeah, she's a chia.
She's ghosting chillis.
I got you. No, you talk.
Communicate, yeah.
Guys, we're in our... we're in our 40s. So there's so much you can communicate.
True.
That doesn't have to be awkward.
Yeah.
Yo, man, we can't do this anymore. Okay, sharp.
Love that, man.
Yo, man, I don't want to share you anymore. Okay, sharp. Now I don't want to share you.
But do you ever not catch feelings that you find that now you feeling like that entitlement of like commit to me?
You always catch feelings. That's what I was saying. Like, people lie if they say no strings attached. Mm. No, yeah, well, you do catch feelings. You must manage your feelings.
Especially if you're having sex repeatedly. You're bound to catch feelings.
Yeah. Definitely. Especially women, because we receive and give ourselves to you. So it's a very emotional thing.
So how did you know that you were ready now for a committed relationship? Because initially you said you'd just come out of a divorce and you weren't really ready.
Yeah. I'm still in therapy.
Oh, wow.
Damn.
Yeah.
How many years has it been?
I've been in therapy a lot of my life. Remember, my dad's a clinical psychologist.
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm.
So we believe in talking. And therapy is not because you're constantly, perpetually depressed. I was listening to that episode.
For me,
like, my therapist is my life coach.
Yeah.
So I'll talk about work, I'll talk about family, I'll talk about friends, I'll talk about relationships. So I've always been in therapy. I go every 2 weeks. So it's just knowing that, okay, this is how I feel and I'm ready for this now. It doesn't freak me out. It doesn't traumatize me. I don't want to run away. For me, I implode. I'm an imploder. So, okay, I don't want to implode.
Yes.
Okay, I want to share my feelings. Oh, damn, I feel safe with this guy.
And so where was therapy during your marriage then?
We had therapy.
But it didn't help?
No.
Mm,
why?
That's crazy.
Because I guess you can't assume that therapy is good for everyone. I don't believe therapy is good for everyone. Genuinely. I don't believe going to therapists is good for everyone. Some people prefer their pastors. Some people prefer diaries. Some people prefer voice notes. Some
friends,
people their girlfriends. Yeah, their girlfriends. So it's not for everyone. Mm. It was for me because I was raised in that kind of
environment. Yeah, it's what you know.
It's what I know. Mm. For some people, it's not. Like my dad, he retired from the UN. Now he counsels people from home. But it's going to sound bad. Mm. However, my dad will only counsel Black people.
Okay.
Because he believes that our spirituality is part of who we are.
Okay.
So if he can't speak to you about your ancestry, where you come from, your religious beliefs, your faith, then he can't relate to you.
Don't connect.
Okay. Yeah. And you must connect. So it's for me, it's part of who I am. Yeah. It's like having a fitness trainer for my body. Mm-hmm. I've got a mind trainer for my mind and how I think and how I govern and how I make decisions and for all of that.
So is there anything apart from therapy that you tried to try save the marriage?
Everything.
Everything.
Yeah. 2014, we had a family meeting.
Eesh.
Yeah. All the elders were flown in from all over the country.
What was the cause? Was it infidelity?
No, guys.
Wow.
Never.
It was like deeper things.
We grew apart.
Oh.
We grew apart.
You outgrew each other.
We grew apart.
You met at YFM. It was still nice. We were rocking.
We were partying till 7 in the morning.
And then you get over that.
I have a child.
Yeah.
The first one. So we grew apart and just...
So bad boy didn't want to be...
No, you didn't want
to stop being a bad boy anymore.
No, not at all. We just... Because he did stop being a bad boy.
Yeah.
The reason why I stopped making house music, the songs you were listening to before we started, was he came home to me the one day and he was like, yo, if we want to survive, I'll stop playing in clubs and you need to stop making music that makes you have to perform in clubs.
Whoa.
And that's when I stopped making house music and that's why I make the music that I do today. So he grew up. He grew up. It was just, we grew apart, guys. Mm. Like, dreams change. That's true. You were saying, I'm a different woman today than I was in 2014, than I was in 2004. It's just how life happens.
The craziest thing is when I met my wife, I told her that I'm not in love with who you are now, but who you can be.
And she loved you?
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, because I could see...
That's a beautiful thing to say.
Because
you can see the potential. And you can see the decisions she makes and why she makes them or the process at least to get to that point. Mm. It's a beautiful thing.
With you and your ex-husband, you said you grew apart. Is there anything you could have done for you to guys grow apart or you just were never meant to be married? Therefore, you were inevitably going to grow apart.
No, we were meant to be married. Mm. I think also, guys, what we mustn't forget is that our lives are so much longer now. Back in the day when people married forever, the average, you know, death rate was like 40s, 30s.
Wow.
And now women in my family live to their 90s. You know what I mean? So it's okay as well to just grow apart and be okay with, this is what I need and I can't give you what you need. I couldn't love him the way he needed me to love him. And he couldn't love me the way I needed to be loved.
But would you say he's the love of your life?
He's one of my greatest loves.
Nah.
Yeah.
And you can't take that away.
I would never want anyone to take it away. Mm. Like, I'm still called by my Makoti name. You know what I mean? He's still family. My dad and I and parents still speak about him all the time. The kids see him all the time. So we were definitely meant to marry. And he's definitely, yeah, one of my greatest loves.
Would you ever get married again?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's brave, bro. That's brave.
I love that. I'm a sucker for love, so I love love. You can't give up on love.
I love love. But certain things would be different.
Yeah.
Like, we would have to have multiple homes.
Okay.
Yeah.
As in you're living differently, different houses?
No. We just have multiple homes so that when we get on each other's nerves.
I'm going to Cape Town.
Like, yeah. I see with my parents. We've got three family homes. Yeah. Well, yeah, three, four, including my mom's family. So whenever they start getting like short-tempered at each other, one of them vies and goes to the Eastern Cape, renovates the house for like 2-3 weeks, comes back.
It's therapy.
It is. It is. So I see it with them. Like they know how to navigate each other's space. And yeah. So definitely different. We need multiple homes.
Hey, but not everybody's got money like that. Man.
Okay, but I wouldn't marry someone who can't afford a nice house. Was that for
my get your paper up. Or you're going to get your divorce papers up.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Would you enter a squeeze temp?
Never.
Okay.
I'm too strong.
Yeah.
I believe in it. And I think it's a wonderful practice.
And it's got its people.
Yes.
Yeah.
When practiced right. My great-grandfather, Tina, we are the... My great-grandfather had two wives. And Tina, we're the product of the second wife. So I believe in it. Yeah. But I just think I'm too strong. I'm too stubborn. I make too much money.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I wouldn't go in and add peace, even though I would want peace.
Mm.
My presence would be just too much.
Wouldn't you say it's sort of like an open relationship? Unless you didn't know the other people, whoever you were in an open relationship was with.
Yeah.
But isn't it a bit similar? If you could handle that, surely maybe polygamy could be a thing.
I could handle it, but I'm talking about the other wife.
Oh.
It's too much. So now we're at family gatherings. Everyone's like, Cincinnati.
Because you're the fate. Yeah.
It's too much. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's too much. And this is me like being compassionate. Like, do you know what I mean? It's too much. You know what I mean? Cup a picture.
Yeah.
And now they're giving her the camera to take a picture of me. Oh, who's this? No, he's my husband. Oh, Sissy, please take a picture of her. It's just, I think it would be insensitive.
Yeah.
It would be very insensitive. However, GL, if we're going back to when I was younger, before I got married,
mm-hmm.
I just think I'm too feisty.
Mm.
I don't want to share.
Yeah.
Like, why does she get to go to Parliament today and I don't?
I don't.
You know what I mean? Why does she get to go to New York and I don't?
Yeah.
You know, I'm that kind of, so it's because, it's that.
How was life after divorce? Because as a nigga, right, when you think about life after divorce, you're like, freedom. I can do whatever I want. I don't have to respond to anybody. I can go Cape Town for a weekend and it's okay.
Yeah.
You know? So as niggas, you just think freedom. Is it the same as ladies?
It isn't, because I think we have so many responsibilities that we have to think of. You know, for me, kids, the home, schooling and all of that. However, I was telling, I took my dad, my parents out for lunch with the kids.
Yeah.
Like 2 Sundays ago. And my dad orders like, lamb shank and mosho samp and morocco and all of that. So I say to my mom, girl, aren't you happy you don't have to cook supper today? So my dad says, oh, you know when you're married, you get used to eating peanut butter and jam for supper. Right? My son packs out laughing. My dad thinks he's funny. Then I look at my mom and I go, ma, you know the biggest thing I learned after divorce, she says, what in the name? I said, I've got an extra 2 to 3 hours a day because I don't have to be standing at a stove cooking a meal for a grown-ass man. My dad looked down and goes, ish. I deserve that. I'm like, yeah, dad, I'm like, you're eating lamb shank. You wanted to get home now and cook you a full supper. So time was for me my greatest gift because I didn't have another adult I needed to cater to because I'm a lover. So I cater. I cooked 3 meals a day.
Wow.
Like, yeah, yeah.
Damn,
that's why he was like, this was with me.
Yo.
So I'm a caterer. I'm a server. I love, you know, I'm the one who, if you come back and you've pulled a muscle, I'll be massaging you. You know what I mean? It's that kind of vibe. So time was the greatest gift that I got. But also,
and this is time with yourself as well, you know?
It's exactly that. What is interesting is when I did get divorced, I was discovering Joburg all over again.
Oh, wow.
Because I was like, do I like this place because we liked it? Or do I genuinely like it? Do I love the song because we loved it? Or do I genuinely love the song, you know? And even till today, like, we'll send each other links of songs or, like, funny clips from like Bernie Mac. We love Bernie Mac. So it was discovering, no, I actually do love Bernie Mac. It's not because Dagas Nagwan, I love Bernie Mac. You know what I mean?
Yeah, how important is that to remain an individual within a relationship or marriage? Because a lot of times people morph into this one thing and it sounds beautiful and romantic, but it's actually very dangerous, I think.
I don't know if I'm the right person to give you advice on that. You know what I mean? Didn't get it right. You know what I mean?
So, yeah.
Didn't get it right. But I think as much as we want it, Saul, you can't not be influenced by an energy you're around
all the time.
You consume all the time.
You can't, still need you to can't keep some of yourself.
You have to keep as much of yourself as possible. But I don't know how possible that is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, true. When you live together, you don't have those multiple homes or those breaks.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Your algorithm is exactly the same. So it's just figuring out what your algorithm is.
And at this point, are we figuring out our bodies as well? Are you figuring out, like,
when now?
Like, no, like, after divorce, are you like, oh.
Oh, I'm not figuring it out. I know myself.
Oh.
Like, I'm in my 40s, guys.
Yeah, hey. It's sweet with women in their 40s.
Sorry, what was that?
Yeah.
What was that? Yes, guys. I did abs this morning. I got involved.
It was so funny. I was watching the podcast you did with Gareth Cliff. And you were describing the difference between
the older guys and the
young
guys.
That was so funny.
But it was true, right? What did you pick up? Was it true or was it
not? I haven't seen it.
So, please break it down.
I haven't seen it.
Okay, hold on, Gombi. I'm going to tell you. Okay. From the horse's mouth.
Right.
Last year, I did Gareth Cliff. This, and that's the last podcast I did.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, 100%.
So he was asking me about dating, and at that time I wasn't serious. I was in my open phase.
Yeah.
So I was saying dating men my age is a challenge because they are needy, yeah, well, and they want us to raise them, and we can't fuck our sons. So it's a bit like weird dating older men. Uzak Shay one round the whole night, you know. And I as you said, goes later, I got a six pack. I need a man with a strong back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. You need the Leroy.
Yeah.
You got a six pack. You need a good.
You need a good one. I love you. I love you. You know what I mean? And then the younger ones, yeah, they've got the energy, but then the experience and the sensuality is lacking. But my guy is older and he's not, he trains, he's got, yeah.
So with the young gym guys, can't you like groom them and like...
I don't want to groom now, do you know what I mean?
But teach him.
No,
like,
no. Why are we teaching people?
She doesn't
want
to get married. What's she going to do with a groom?
I'm not saying I want to get married. I'm saying I will get married if it comes up. But I don't want to groom. I want us to have sex.
Yes. Yeah. That's sex.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I want us to go places.
Yeah.
Not Zakanje.
Yeah.
Okay, eating. Okay, stop. Okay, stop being abrasive.
Damn, how the hell is this nigga? Like, needs to be.
He's not being abrasive. This is what I'm saying. I don't want to groom people. No. Let's just discover each other.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sal. Yeah. No.
So what happened? I read. Tell me if this is true. What happened? There was an alleged that you were having an affair with a gym instructor or whatever, and you went to court and you...
Okay, so the thing that I I compliment myself with and I'm proud of myself. I divorced and nobody knew.
Yes.
Ne? Yeah. Like nobody knew.
Yeah.
I took my wedding ring off on Idols for an entire year and nobody picked it up.
Wow.
Literally every Sunday I was like, oh, are the papers going to pick it up this week? And they didn't. So by the time the papers found out, end of 2018, News 24, yeah, News 24 was like, oh, it's obviously because she's been with the gym instructor. Because I posted with Usfiso, my gym instructor.
Okay.
He instantly lost business.
Yeah.
Oh.
Instantly. All the husbands paying for their wives were like, nope.
Oh, he's chowing.
Yeah. He's chowing.
Yeah.
And then he instantly lost business. And then my mom was like, you got to sue them. And I'm like, ma, it's too expensive. She's like, no, like 5 generations from now, family tree, they're going to say, Ukwagu Unathi was the one who broke up this because she did this and this, and that's why your family tree looks like this.
Yeah.
And but she was like, you got to fix that.
That thing never blew up. I didn't know about it.
What do you mean?
Like, was it big?
It did. It was all over. I woke up and there were street posters saying Unathi cheated with gym trainer.
It's gym trainer.
It was all over. My family from all over the country was like, my parents,
with the gym trainer, at that point, you need to exercise your rights and sleep. Crush that shit, yeah.
I know you now. I know you. Literally, I woke up. I had a nightmare. So I'm, Sol and his one-liners. I see you.
Oh, so you were suing News 24.
No, I sued them and I won. And they had to print an apology.
Wow.
Well, I'm glad. And I don't mind spending the money.
Yeah, you spent about 750?
Yeah, and they had to pay me 20,000 back.
Wow.
But they had to print an apology.
Yes.
Wait, why only 20,000 back? Because that's spent the law. So much money.
No, that's the law in South Africa. It's the repayment is
but minimal. You didn't do it for the money. You did it to clear your name.
I did it for my dignity.
And for your kids. And yeah.
Because literally, I'd be walking in malls on some strangers. Hey. I promise. That local people takes things so seriously.
Yeah.
So now I'm cheating on their bad boy team.
Just a
thing. How did the fees add up to 750K?
Legal fees.
Yeah.
Wow. What do you mean?
Cheat, you will see.
And that was the magistrate's court.
Jeez.
It depends on the courts. They get more and more expensive. Yeah. Like the high court is much more expensive than the magistrate's court. So
wait, man. It's so crazy that you would even think that you can sue a publication because publications write stories about people all the time, misinformation. And it's just like, you know, what can I do?
With
the
mercy.
So at what ground? With the mercy. So at what grounds did we... Wasn't that a pun?
No.
Oh.
You know it wasn't on his heart.
No, but he's your biggest cheerleader. He wanted it to be a pun.
I love it.
He wanted it to be a pun.
Yeah.
Like, give it to him. So
when
like,
Mac is not around, they don't land, you know. They don't quite slap blood, Mac. So,
you need him.
So at what grounds did you win the case? Like, how
what
did you
mean?
Win?
Because it was a blatant lie.
Yeah.
Didn't you say someone must sue you if they think it's a blatant lie because of the baby mama's
baby dad?
Yeah, so it was a blatant lie.
So you had to go in court and prove that it was a lie.
Yeah.
So you have to have evidence and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just trying to understand how it works, like when you sue a publication that
big. They need to give evidence of me cheating. I don't have to prove that you're innocent until proven guilty.
So they needed
to prove that I cheated.
Yeah. Fuck, we gotta start suing these motherfuckers, man.
You're gonna get sued, man. Don't start suing people. People will be on some, nyan. Okay, let me take it back to that day when you said this. No, look, it's innocent until proven guilty. So they had to prove that I cheated with my trainer.
Did he get any justice? I mean, for losing business, I feel like he should have sued too.
I guess he did in that when I sued... Then he got a lot of his clients back because they knew, she wouldn't be suing.
His name is cleared.
Yeah, she wouldn't be suing if Gandinyan, there was something to hide. So he eventually started building his business up again.
And was it a defamation case?
Yeah, Galok, it's defamation of character.
Defamation, man. This is interesting, bro. Mm-hmm. I don't know a lot of people that sue for like...
Oh, no, I sue, Mina. I just keep quiet, then I sue, and then I deal with you later.
And what was the reason? So with the Kaya case, what are we suing? Are we seeing defamation? What are we seeing?
So many things.
There's a lot.
Thanks to you guys. Don't be defensive. So lovely.
Yes.
So lovely.
Yes.
So you want to know?
Yeah.
Okay. So the first is wrongful termination.
Okay.
No? You can't fire an employee or terminate a contract of a freelancer because there was a verbal dispute and someone got the facts wrong. I got the facts wrong, right? I said Caesar swore at me.
Yes.
Which was a wrong fact.
Okay.
Immediately after, they made me apologize to Caesar, which I did in writing.
Wait, and before the apology... Before the apology...
I apologized twice.
Before the apology, was there a procedure they were meant to follow, which they didn't?
Yeah.
Oh.
They didn't follow any procedures. There were no meetings. There were no...
HR, disciplinary, what?
Nothing.
Okay.
So... when I made that mistake, they asked me to apologize to Caesar, which I did. Then they said, apologize again, but don't...
Caesar food. Yeah. Well, it's just Caesar food. Then you apologize again.
We are tired. Oh, my gosh. What are we talking about? So then they said, apologize again. Mm. This time, don't include management. Because I included management in the apology. Because I wanted them to know I was serious. They said,
and this is an email or a letter?
Everything's in writing.
Gotcha.
Then they said, you must email Caesar and then CC us. Don't include us. So I did that immediately. And then they fired me. Mm. And then they said, it's because... my relationship with Kaya is what? Unrepairable or something.
Oof.
But now, remember, the MD is Spongile.
Yeah.
Who's emotional from Metro days.
Oh, Spongile, yes.
She's emotional because I walked out on her at Metro.
So she's got a personal thing with
it. It's history. There's a history there.
Ah. So she's emotional. She's using Sizwe to fire me. He got emotional and allowed himself to be used in that manner.
Yeah.
What she doesn't know and what Sizwe didn't know at the time is that I was talking to the chairman while all of this was happening.
So
I've got all of that in writing as well.
Jeez.
So my relationship can't be irreparable with Kaya if I'm getting advice from the chairman.
Mm.
So because I kept quiet, they didn't know all of this and they went on the rampage that they did.
Mm.
So when I decided to sue, my case was meant to be heard in arbitration.
Yeah.
But now because they'd already fired Spongile and the new MD, Colleen, came in. You might know Colleen.
No, she worked at
Prime Media with you guys.
Yeah, so she worked with the white lady. The
I know the...
Terry.
So her business partner, Colleen, now moved to Kaya.
Okay.
Now because she has a history with Sizwe, she also got emotional. And instead of allowing my matter to be heard in arbitration, which was wrongful termination, that's all I would have been allowed to sue Kaya for. She was like, we're taking the matter to the High Court because the assumption is I've been fired, I don't have money.
Wait, so when you say she's got history with Sizwe?
Because they work together at Prime Media. So her loyalties are towards Sizwe more than Kaya.
Yes, yes.
She should be acting in the best interest of Kaya, right?
Yes,
but
yes.
No.
Got you.
Let's protect Sizwe.
Yeah.
Because if she was acting in the best interests of Kaya, she would have said, yes, the matter can go to arbitration.
Yeah.
That would have meant that it's a private matter and it would have ended in weeks. And the only thing I'd be allowed to sue for is wrongful termination.
Got you.
But now, because Colleen got emotional and said, we're taking this to High Court thinking that I won't afford it. Mm. And because Sizwe went on his 10-day rant, 2 days dedicated to a Q&A in my name, he exposed so much that we didn't know. Oh, so Kaya is the radio station that illegally records their staff?
Ooh.
That's the case.
That's not allowed.
What do you mean?
But we've known that. That happens.
Who's known that?
With these desks. These desks. They always just record.
Yes, but are they allowed to record? And are they in your contract?
No.
There we go. So now I'm allowed to sue because you're illegally recording your staff. Crimin and Jura comes in.
Oh, that's like us now with the mics and we're just recording everyone.
When we're off air, yeah.
Oh, shit.
You've got to say to people, I'm recording. It's like Zoom meetings.
Mm.
So that's the first lawsuit. Then Crimin and Jura, because Kaya then takes those tapes that are private. Crimin and Jura is the intentional impairing of someone's dignity and privacy.
Oof.
Okay. Kaya gives those tapes to a staff member who posts them as a legal publication, because once you post anything on the internet, it's a legal publication.
Yeah.
So that's Crimin and Jura, right? Then, because of that and everything that was said back and forth on Twitter by him and the Q&A and answering people, people like you picked it up.
Yes.
And come up with your
own
opinions.
Yes.
From a one-sided story.
Yes,
I'm not saying anything. Kai's not saying anything. But because of this and the tapes they released, allowed a staff member to release, I'm getting slander.
Yeah, yeah.
Defamation of character.
Yeah.
Emotional damage, psychological damage, reputational damage.
Yes.
Loss of income. So those are all the things I'm suing Kai for.
Fucking hell.
And it's thanks to people like you, because you, with specific reference to my case against Kaya and Sizwe, Onati's got a dick.
No, he didn't say that.
He did.
Max said. Max said. I remember.
We've got it all.
No.
We've got it all, guys.
No, Max said.
Yeah, Onati's got a dick.
Both, no, Max said they're both dicks.
They're both dicks.
I remember Onati. Little Nat was saying, why are you saying, I'm not, and then I said, Meg is not meaning you guys are literal dicks.
Yeah,
it means it's like two bulls in a crawl. They are both, you know, big personalities.
So we've got that in evidence.
And it's like, my dick is bigger than your dick.
Yeah.
Which means I've got a dick.
Not literally.
He's confirming, but he's confirming it.
Come on.
My dick is bigger than yours.
I don't have one. I don't have one. I never want one. And with because of the specific reference to the case, she accuses me of sending her friend into depression.
Yes, yes.
So all of these things, because of the 10 days that Sizwe was given, because they wouldn't see my matter in arbitration, I can sue for all of it now.
Wow.
That's so that's insane. Why I kept quiet for years.
Yeah.
It's not insane, it's lavish.
But it sounds to me like you have every right to sue. I don't see why not.
Of course I do.
Yeah.
That's why I'm suing.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm spending so much money.
And that's why there's... Konji, when I got fired, where did I take YFM?
CCMA.
CCMA. That's what I did.
Did you win?
CCMA point.
I refuse.
You didn't have that Unati mind.
No, I refuse, Shane.
CCMA is free. No,
I refuse. CCMA is good, eh? No, CCMA is good.
You're feeling me, lawyer. You're shutting me.
No, No, I refuse, eh? I'm sorry.
CCMA. I'll make you sit with your boss and just
go. Okay, just get an apology.
Did you win?
No, it's YFM, not private.
Did you win?
I think I was going to because...
And what did you
I don't know what Canton did.
You got an apology.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
Was it Canton?
Yeah, I just wanted my job back and I think they massaged me to a point of like, drop this and we'll hire you back, something like that.
And then they didn't.
And they didn't. Yeah. I think, I could be wrong.
Sounds
be
like
wrong.
Him.
Like, but I just wanted my show back, you know? I don't know this fucking CCMA.
No, but also, like, for the record, it's not the Unity money. I've got it.